For some folks who are navigating the healthcare system, say, for example, someone who needs a liver transplant, they're being surprised with new requirements around COVID. And it has nothing to do with the protocol once they get on site. But for my next guest, Derek Kovic, he's headed to UW Medicine. For him, he's being told he needs to get the COVID vaccine. Derek joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So take us through what's going on here. You are on the list for a transplant. You're hoping to get it presumably soon, correct?
Correct.
So what did you find out as far as COVID vaccines?
Well, so I've been on the transplant list since last November, and my MELD score was fairly low because my blood tests, you know, that's how they base our MELD score and rank you as far as where you fall on the list. It was fairly low because my labs were so good, but I had 1 week where I had very poor labs and bumped my MELD score up high enough to allow me to be listed. And I was fortunate enough that the University of Washington said, well, instead of taking you off, we'll just leave you on because most likely with your scenario, your labs are going to be up and down, up and down, mm-hmm. up and down. There's no reason to take you on and off and on and off.
Yeah, good for them.
So just this past week, my MELD score had jumped to a career high of 26, which puts me, you know, near the top of a list for my blood type. And I was notified earlier this week that now the infectious disease has changed the rules in the middle of the game and stating that all transplant patients awaiting for any organ will need to have a vaccine. They didn't give us the date, but they said that you need to be doing it ASAP. Sounded like it was a 14-day, but you really needed to let them know if you're going to comply,
mm-hmm.
Or if not, you'll be placed on what they call like a status 7, which means you're technically still on the list. You don't need to go through all the hoops again, but you're kind of grayed out. Like, so if a liver became available for me and I was on status 7, it would just go bump down to the next guy. Because I don't fit the criteria for being compliant.
And you had shared with me just a couple screenshots of some email correspondence you had with your nurse, in which the nurse says that having had a vaccine would not be a problem to address, you know, any potential concerns that you might have had you been vaccinated or get vaccinated needing a liver transplant. But as you point out, that wasn't your concern. Your concern is about the mandate. And it says transplant and infectious disease require COVID vaccination for the transplant. Why are you opposed to the vaccine? Or at least are you opposed in this situation?
Yeah, in this situation, it's because it's just not black and white, you know, around the world. Everyone has different, you know, scenarios. And in my case, you know, I'm fighting for myself. I have a bile duct issue that has caused a liver disease called PFC. And so I've had it for 20 years and it's come back. And that's why I have to be relisted. And one of the major symptoms is when you have a cholangitis attack is you get high fevers like 103, 104 and chills. And that's usually, they said, if you get a temperature above 100.4, you must go to the emergency room. Well, I had to go to the emergency room last week when I was in Sun Valley vacation with my family because I had a temperature that was in the 103s. So my symptoms are the same symptoms as what people are experiencing once they get the vaccine. So when I called back on Wednesday, I said, hey, I'll comply. I'm going to get the vaccine today. Can I get it today or is there going to be an issue? And they said, well, yeah, no. Since I have a procedure today, they said we don't want you to get the a vaccine yet because you're going to have a reaction that's going to be probably fever and chills,
mm-hmm.
and we can't do that. And it's almost like stating that, wait a minute, you already know I'm going to have a reaction to taking a vaccine that could jeopardize my health. So that's kind of like why I think you should kind of like, you know, like the women that are pregnant, don't mess with somebody's body as it's going through the transition right now. Now, if they want to make it mandatory after I receive a transplant, that's a whole different ball game. But while I'm on the list, I just feel like there's too much risk for me. And then, you know, the possibility of questioning, well, how do we treat this? Are we treating a liver? Are we treating a side effect? And I just don't feel like I need to be a guinea pig or a test, you know.
Sure, and I think that that scenario. And I think that that is a reasonable concern. Have you expressed it to your doctors?
I've expressed it to my coordinator, but the only way I can get it to my the team, it would be in person. They just don't take phone calls, and there's no way really to email them. It's kind of like a they exist, but they don't exist. We don't have access to them unless I see them in person.
So let's just say you see them in person and you express these concerns, and they come back and they say, look, I mean, and I think this is also a reasonable response. You trust that we are going to properly handle the liver transplant. You're putting that in our hands. We're saying that you need to get the vaccine, and they'll give you the reasons behind it. Let's say it comes to that. What will you do?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've had a good friend who's a nurse, you know, out in Nebraska, and she's like, you know what? At this point, Derek, it's not fair, but it's like, what hill do you want to die on?
Yeah.
Do you want to die on the hill, you know, that by just not getting, you know, a vaccine and just hope that it gets you through? Or you know that if you don't get a vaccine and there's no way to fight it, you will die because you have to have a liver transplant. I mean, there's no cure for it. I can't do a living donor because mm-hmm. of the scar tissue. So that's not a question, a reasonable cause. So, yeah, my hands are tied. I mean, really, if you want to live, you're back into a corner where you're really at their mercy now, and I just feel like that's what's happening around the world. Eventually, they're going to just it's one thing if my employer were to do that. It's like we find different jobs. But when it comes to your health, life or death, then it's kind of a game changer because, you know, I'm married, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, you know, and a career, and you know, only 41 years old. I feel like I got a lot of life left to live.
You do.
And so to make that decision, it's just kind of like, wow, really? Like, I really have to go there? And I have family members that are vaccinated, and I had no problem with them being vaccinated. They are having side effects six months after having the Moderna. Healthy, guys just like me in their late 30s, early 40s. So it is kind of scary. I just feel like it's rushed. I feel like it's way too rushed to jump into.
Well, just in your
mandate.
Yeah, and just your situation, I fully understand why you would be concerned about doing anything that, you know, hasn't been around as long as you'd like, given the circumstances of having to go through a liver transplant. I mean, look, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm fine with this vaccine. I do encourage people to talk with their doctors and make a decision that's best for them. But in some circumstances, the decision isn't really left up to the patient. In a case like this, you're right. It sounds like if the UW is holding this as a requirement and doesn't pull back in certain circumstances, or maybe case by case, you really don't have a choice. And so I've reached out to the University of Washington, their medical center. Hopefully we'll get a response on what exactly the policy is and why the policy exists. We wish you the best of luck. You know, you're in a really tough spot. We certainly will keep you in our prayers as you go through with the liver transplant, hopefully soon. And maybe this all resolves itself after a conversation in person with some of your doctors or the team. So, again, all the best of luck to you as you're dealing with, you know, what has to be an incredibly stressful time for you. We've been talking with Derek Kovic. Thank you so much, Derek, for coming on, and best of luck.
Thanks, Jason, for having me. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. You're listening to the Jason Rantz Show. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.